Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte. Careful making wishes in a dark, can't be sure when it hit that mark and the sides in the
meantime. I'm just dreaming of tearing you apart. That is hammered out to deep left field. Forget about it. Big fly from Mike Trout, and the Angels have tied this one up in one.
Hey, I'm Trent Rush.
This is Brandon Marsh for Los Angeles Angels and 66ers Baseball.
This is Joe Adell here with the Los Angeles Angels.
I'm Troy Hunter Jr.
You're listening to the All Angels Podcast. What is going on, Angel fans? This is another edition of the All Angels Podcast. I am Daniel Garcia, and in this episode, we catch up with Angels prospect Chris Rodriguez. But before we get to that, I'll give a quick shout-out to our title sponsor. That's betonline.ag. There's no shortage of action going on right now with UFC, boxing, NASCAR, and international soccer already started. And then you got the, obviously, baseball, NBA, NHL coming back. BetOnline has the best online odds for their upcoming games and matches. You need more? They have live everyday gambling. They have casino games. They have poker tournaments. They have prop bets. I mean, you name it, they got it. Just visit betonline.ag on your computer or mobile device and join now to receive your welcome bonus. That's betonline.ag, your online wagering experts. Again, I want to thank Chris Rodriguez for taking some time out. So, Chris, how are you doing?
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing good. So, obviously, this is like the first time we're talking baseball with you. We talked a little bit about gaming earlier in this quarantine, but this is the first time we're talking to you about baseball. So I'm interested to know when and or like how and where were you when you found out spring training was canceled this year?
Yeah, so basically they had to call us all in, and obviously we didn't know what was going on. We had heard on social media everything shutting down because of the corona virus, and once they had called us in, they had a meeting with us, and they were very professional about it. They basically told us, like, hey, listen, we know you guys want to be with your families at these times. We don't know how bad this virus is going to be. But, you know, they kind of broke it down for us and kind of sent us home. And obviously all the players were in shock. You know, a lot of players didn't know what they were going to do. But, yeah, so kind of scary. But at the same time, the Angels did their best to kind of make the situation as best as possible.
When you found out about everything going on with the coronavirus, what was your initial thought? Did you think this was going to take as long as it did for the shutdown, or did you think maybe at the time, just because, you know, there was so much information that was unknown at the time, that it was just going to be maybe like a 1 or 2 month thing?
Well, honestly, I thought it was going to be a month or two. I just couldn't go past a month or two, to be honest. But obviously with circumstances going on, you know, it just kept creeping and creeping and creeping and getting longer and longer. So, you know, it was quite the journey and quite the quarantine we had.
And so how are you and your family doing during this quarantine?
Oh, we're fantastic. We're, you know, everybody's healthy. At least from what we know, nobody's gotten sick, which has been great. So, you know, we've been very blessed.
How do you keep sharp? So you go back to Miami, and, you know, the uncertainty of a minor league system, you coming off an injury, you know, how do you keep yourself sharp mentally and physically during this time off?
So basically mentally, you know, I've been through it. I've been through the whole waiting game, you know, going through rehab for 2 years in a row. So mentally I was already there. I knew what to expect, and I knew when the time comes I'm going to play, but I can control what I can control. And then physically, luckily, I had built a gym inside my house. I had invested a little bit into it, so just to have kind of everything I need. And then me and a few buddies had built a baseball mound in one of my buddies' backyard, and he's a catcher, so that had worked out perfectly. So I was able to get my throwing in and my lifting in, so luckily I haven't stopped, and you know, I feel better than ever.
With the news coming out now that the season is going to, you know, resume, and then there is a 60-man kind of player pool, you know, if, you know, by chance you were picked or selected to be in that 60-man playoff player pool, how confident would you feel to be able to get there and kind of, you know, not skip a beat and be ready?
I am 100% confident that, you know, I could get there tomorrow, and they tell me, hey, you got to throw in an inner squad game or, you know, anything in that sort, that I'll be ready, and not just ready, but I'll be at my 100% full go.
Now, with obviously with everything still going on, Corona still being out there and in a pretty big way, how do you feel about, you know, possibly playing in some kind of bubble where there's no fans and it's still kind of out there?
You know, it's tough. You know, all the players, we feed off the fans. We love having the atmosphere the fans bring. So it's definitely tough. However, you know, baseball is baseball. You know, the game doesn't change. It's still going to be 9 innings. It's still going to be, the bases don't get any shorter, don't get any longer. So the game of baseball doesn't change. So as long as, you know, players keep their mentality to win and to play and kind of try concentrating on baseball, which is very tough considering the circumstances and their families and, you know, there's other things. But, you know, baseball-wise, at least in my opinion, you know, the game doesn't change. And, you know, I'm always going to compete to my best, whether the fans are there or not.
How do you feel about competing when the coronavirus is still going on? Would you be nervous? Would you be, you know, how would you approach that situation?
Me personally, my view on it is if it's in God's will, it's in God's will, it's going to happen. However, I'm just,
you know, there's two places I'm going to be going. If I do get called, I'm going to be going to the facility. I'm going to be going home. Right. You know, those are my two only places. Right. I have no desire to go out anywhere or, you know, put myself in any risk of getting it. So I wouldn't be that nervous. You know, like I said, if it's in God's will, it's going to happen. But, you know, I just got to, you know, keep my distance.
Now, with all this extra time during the quarantine, have you picked up or maybe even rediscovered any new hobbies?
Yeah, so basically I've been kayaking a lot, I've been fishing, you know, playing Fortnite and hanging out with the dog as much as I can.
Is kayaking and fishing kind of a new thing, or is it kind of something that you kind of picked back up because of the time off?
Well, I picked it back up considering, you know, the quarantine, but kayaking is definitely a new thing. I didn't start that till this year.
And what is it about it that kind of got your attention and got you to try it out?
Just the fact that you're kind of away, and you know, you don't have to be so close to somebody, and you're out in the ocean and you're fishing. It's very peaceful, and I think it's a great exercise too. So, you know, I loved it.
And how is the fishing down there in Miami?
It's one of the best. Definitely one of the best.
So with everything going on, too, with coronavirus and then the startup of the season, how closely did you follow the player-owner discussions, you know, leading up to this point where the season's going to start? Did you follow it at all? Did you just kind of peek in here and there?
I'll peek in here and there, but I wasn't part of the players' union in any way. So kind of I didn't really try concentrating on it too much.
You know, being who you are and kind of the potential people see in you, there is a very good chance that, you know, probably sooner rather than later, you will be part of that players union. You will be playing in the major league. So the way the business is kind of ran, you don't have any interest in it?
Like I said, I definitely would be somebody that would, kind of be on it 24/7, but with kind of everything that was going on in the quarantine, you know, the biggest thing that I was worried about was kind of just, you know, working to the best of my ability and working out baseball-wise and kind of staying concentrated on that and not so much when we were going to start back up.
with the time off, how often or how frequently did you try to, you know, catch up with some of your old teammates, your teammates from the minor league system? Did you try to stay in contact at all during all this?
Yeah, we have a very good relationship. A lot of the minor leaguers, we kind of stay close to each other, so we text each other every now and then, see how everybody is, make sure everybody's family's healthy, and you know, if anybody needed help, you know, all the minor leaguers, at least in our organization, we stay together.
You know, if you don't get called to the 60-man player pool, and you do have all of 2020 off without throwing a competitive pitch, you know, do you think in any way that will affect your development at all?
Yeah, you know, because at least the person I am, like I said, I've been through the whole losing a couple years and doing all that, and even if I wasn't called, you know, the best thing I'll do is the best thing I can do is kind of develop myself and kind of work out and throw, and you know, I'd always stay on top of that stuff. So I don't think I would even lose a year, even if people are like, "Oh, you didn't play." For me, it's not losing years. If anything, it's me developing even more.
No, and that's really good to hear because of the confidence you have. You know, so how are you, what are you doing now? What's like your daily routine? Do you, you know, are you up early to work out and kind of relax? Like, what's your daily routine when you're trying to stay sharp?
Usually I wake up at about 7 o'clock in the morning. I get a lift in at home, and then I go throw, and then after that I go arm care, and then the rest is kind of just, you know, just hanging out at home and meal prepping and doing the best I can to stay on top of my nutrition, and then go to bed as early as I can to you know, get my sleep in and my recovery.
And how how weird is this? Because this is obviously the most time off you've ever had, and I've talked to some guys, and it's like the first time in a long time they've been home for like Father's Day, they've been home for Mother's Day, they've been home for all these different holidays, you know, the 4th of July around the corner. Like, how weird is that, you know, you're home during this time?
Extremely weird. Me and my buddies would talk about it all the time. Dang, this feels really weird. It doesn't feel normal. Like, what are we going to do type thing? But then, you know, kind of as days go on, you realize maybe, you know, like, God put us into this position to hang out with family a little more. You know, everything happens for a reason. So, you know, it was nice to hang out with my mom on Mother's Day and my dad on Father's Day. So, in that case, for me, it's like a blessing. But it definitely does feel weird to be here during summer, especially Miami, because it's super humid and I'm used to the dry heat in the summer.
How, you know, is this your longest time without playing baseball? Like, you know, even I know, like, not injury related, but just nowhere to go play. Like, is this the longest you've ever had without baseball?
Yes. Yes, definitely the longest.
Yeah. So I want to leave you with this, but, you know, I want to thank you again for taking some time out. But, you know, 2020 comes and goes, 2021 comes up, and you report to Tempe Diablo. You know, do you still have the same goals for yourself that you did this year, next year, or do you kind of have to readjust them?
No. Same goals. Go every year to be in the big leagues, and not just be in the big leagues, but stay in the big leagues. So, whether I don't play this year, 2021, I'm coming in there and I'm gonna try to make the roster.
All right, Chris, thank you very much for taking some time out and chatting and catching up during this pretty crazy time in baseball right now.
Yeah, appreciate you. Thank you so much.
What's up? Johnny Catfish here, ambassador for Groom Goon Beard and Body Care. Are you tired of your beard feeling rough and not so fresh? Do yourself a favor and do what I did and check out www.groomgoon.com. Groom Goon carries a variety of beard oils and beard and body soaps that will leave your beard feeling soft and smelling great all day long. Don't just take my word for it. Go check it out for yourself. Again, that's www.groomgoon.com. And at checkout, use discount code CATFISHTHEGOON, all one word, CATFISHTHEGOON, and receive 15% off your purchase. Why choose Groom Goon? Well, because your beard deserves it.
We're the folks, we're Hood Vicious. Listen to my show, The Punk Corner, on KJ Epic Radio, every Thursday from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m.
Hey guys, I'm Alex Curry, and you're listening to the All Angels Podcast.
And I want to thank Chris again for taking some time out and chatting and catching up. But another sponsor we want to welcome back, and that's Manscaped. The Manscaped has a new and improved Lawnmower 3.0 for all those male grooming spots that you guys out there need. Definitely check it out. You get 20% off and free shipping when you use the use the promo code armchair at manscaped.com. Again, you get 20% off free shipping with the promo code armchair at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use promo code chair. Your balls will thank you. So again, really looking forward to the season starting. Johnny and myself will be back recording Wednesday night with Chris. Chris is supposed to be there, but no promises. But we are recording Wednesday night, going to be released Thursday. But definitely, if you want, if you're home, check us out on our Facebook page, Halo Haven. We will be doing another live stream like we have been the last couple times. Not only that, but we want to get your guys' opinions. I mean, obviously, the season's starting up. By the time, you know, we record, the rosters will be set. Hopefully, there will be a schedule out by that time next week. I'm not 100% sure by that, but Sunday afternoon, there is going to be the rosters announced. And so, hopefully, by the time you're listening to this, we'll know who's on the Angels roster for this year, the 60-man roster, and then that gives us time to talk about it on Wednesday night. Again, Wednesday night we record. You can watch it on our Facebook page, or you can always download it anywhere you listen to podcasts on Thursday morning when we release it. So with that being said, I am Dan Garcia. Please email us, allangelspodcast@gmail.com. We want questions, comments, concerns about the season going on for this upcoming podcast, because baseball's coming back, and we really hope that you guys are along for the ride, because we are ready for this. So again, I am Dan Garcia, and we will talk to you again later this week. Have a good one.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com.
CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.